By the end of this lesson, you should be able to define the executive arm of the government, discuss the powers and functions of the president, discuss the functions of the deputy president, describe the composition and the functions of the cabinet, describe the functions of the attorney general and director of public prosecution, describe the composition and the functions of the public service, describe the composition and functions of national security organs, and describe the function of correctional services.